Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Rolando Alvarez. He's the CEO of UP Cargo Logistics based in Panama. First and foremost, Rolando, welcome to this interview.
Well, Bob, thank you. Thank you for inviting us to your important program and platform. It's very interesting. I saw one of your interviews in the past and with Comarc.
Oh, yeah.
And really, really impressive the way you reach the information. No?
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Of course, everybody likes praise, so I will just do like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
Listen, Rolando, I always start off by asking my interviewees about their background in shipping and logistics. How did you get into this business?
Well, it was 35 years ago. Since we started here in Panama, working just regular cargo from Miami to Panama, which is it used to be the main market. Okay, so then I started working with some other companies, Schenker, Dacotrans, and all those European companies, and then I learned how to work with Project Cargo. Stuff. So then 23 years ago, I decided to open my own company, UP Cargo Logistics. Since that, we have been dealing internationally with several agents and customers.
Okay. And you are the owner of UP Cargo, I understand.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Since the beginning, we start with the project. And then we keep with the ownership of the company.
Okay, and tell me, UP Cargo. It's not UPS or something like that. But how come you have the name UP Cargo? Is there any United Panama or?
Well. Sometimes we receive some documents from UPS.
Yes,
probably they will get some of our documents as well. But
okay.
No, UP Cargo comes from at the beginning. We used to have the name Universal Panama Cargo, and then we decide to put it shorter, and then we decide to put it UP Cargo or UP Cargo, and I like the way that it's up because you go up, no, you go to. Not down, so
right.
So that's the way I like the name, and then we just shorted, and then after several years, then I decided to add the word logistics, no, UP
yeah.
Cargo Logistics.
Understand. It's a good idea. Tell what about your headcount? How many people you've got, and where have your offices right now, Randall?
Hey, we are based in Panama City, but we have also warehouses in Colon Frison.
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay, which is Colon Frison is the most important Western frison in the area.
Yeah.
After Hong Kong, I think.
Yeah.
And then obviously we have to be there, and Panama is connected. It's connected by the dry channel and the Panama Canal by 80 kilometers only. So
yeah.
We have offices in both sides.
Okay.
And we are working with 26 people and trying to develop all the multi-modality services. Yes, including we handle explosives for some special companies here in Panama.
Oh yeah.
Not many people like to handle explosive
No.
In the region.
No.
So we have been dealing with this approximately 12 years.
Okay.
Handling explosive.
So EMO 1, class 1.
EMO,
yeah.
And also ammonium nitrate, which is 1.5. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have actually right now we have a huge vessel. I think it's laying off Malta at the moment or somewhere in Europe with about 20,000 tons of ammonium nitrate, and no port want to allow it in.
Yeah, that's in small amounts is fertilizer, no, but in huge amounts is have to be careful, no.
Yeah, definitely. Wasn't that the thing that exploded in Beirut in Lebanon a couple of
That
years ago.
was the one, and we have several. And thanks God, we here in Panama we haven't had any incident with the ammonia, with the explosive. In 12, 13 years, but we have, dealing with this, and we handle to mainly to this South African company, Orica. Okay,
Right,
so
Orca,
yeah,
yeah.
so and then, but the main point here is the safety.
Yes.
Train the people to handle their own life.
Yes, of
That's
course.
the main point. Yeah.
Of course. It's very interesting. So basically, you are all around freight forwarder. You can do projects, and you have specialized in very dangerous commodities. And based on that, you run it the show with some around 30 staffs. Do you have any offices in other countries around Panama, or you stick to Panama only?
No, we since the beginning, but we decide to just keep in Panama and work with our agents around the world. It's for me, I think it's I took that decision since the beginning, and then we
Yeah.
have a good network of regional agents.
Yes.
For example, we used to handle Vestas invest shipments. And then at that moment, we handled from several islands from the Caribbean and Central America countries, and then we have to build a regional network, for example,
Interesting.
until we lost the account against DSB. Okay,
Yeah.
so but we have a very good support with our
Yes.
agents around. Yeah.
That's good to hear, Rolando, because yes, of course, I know Vestas lost to DSV, and then they lost it to Maersk, and now Maersk want to be they want to do everything for everybody. So, but
Yeah.
let's now see. Just wait until you get a claim, and then nothing happens. So it's
Well,
I'm
you and me are clear on this, no? The kind of service companies like ours can deliver to customers,
Yeah,
no?
and that's
Yeah.
also what we must do as a freight forwarder, because when the big ones want to be forwarders, we just have to beat them on the service. And we don't have a call center in India. We actually pick up the phone and talk to the customer.
Exactly. And for us, it has been always easier to move, to take a decision to contact a custom people or a manager at the port. It's easier for
Yes.
us.
Yes, that's for sure. Are you developing any other business around Central and South America besides IMO, or you simply take what comes your way?
We represent the company Hoyer, the Germans.
Ah,
So
right.
we handle the isotanks and the flexi tanks,
That's
and
interesting.
we have a stock of flexi tanks in Panama for the region.
Okay,
Okay,
that's.
so
That's very interesting because a friend of mine here in Chile is also working for a company called M&S. They also do flexi tanks and iso tanks. It's apparently big business, wine and chemicals and
yeah.
whatnot. So that's I've seen these Hoyer containers around the world.
Yes,
Yeah.
Hoyer is a very complete. They have more than 35,000 units
Oh.
of isotanks around. But this is a very nice niche
Yes,
because
definitely.
and then we offer this service to several agents and
Yes,
customers. Yeah.
that's really quite an interesting thing to hear. Of course, I prefer that the flexi tanks are loaded with wine, but
Yeah, me too.
yes,
Me
of
too.
course.
A
I
good wine
mean,
from Chile or
yeah, that's for
from
sure.
South America.
Exactly. Otherwise, in Panama, where you're located, I mean, of course, I was just there last week, as you were, with the FIATA conference. The Panama Canal is, of course, it sells itself. I mean, Panama is worldwide, and everybody knows your country. But I think fewer people know that. I mean, think about your location is perfect for transshipment, right? I mean, you are like a hub in Central America, Central and South America, a hub to the world, right?
Yeah. Yes. This is for us. The canal is the spine of our logistics hub.
Yes.
You know, we are connecting 144 different routes
Wow.
with 1900 port in 170 countries.
Wow.
So here in Panama, we have some dif 9 different regions for free trade for special zones, and 20 more than 20 free trade agreements. We have 23 different free zone areas,
Yeah.
including Colón Free Zone and the Panama Pacific, which is in the Pacific side. And you know, this gives a very good opportunity for the region and the world, the trade, world trade, to connect.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, in Latin America there is a market of 650 million people.
Yeah.
So, and when you see a free trade zone as Colón Free Zone, was founded in I understand 1958.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, they have been connecting many people from Asia, Europe, you know, many countries with Latin America.
Yes. Actually, last week or the week when I was in Panama, the first day I got there, I visited the Colón Free Zone, and the amount of
Yeah.
Chinese copies and plastic products and whatnot too.
It's, I mean,
That's amazing.
no, it's incredible because you see companies from Samsung to Philips to anywhere, I mean, establishing here, and then from here they deliver their
Export.
products to export. And you know, there is it's important to know that you can deliver boxes, containers, but the facility we have, I mean, the easy to send LTL from here to any place is incredible. Yes, I mean,
Okay.
we have consolidation containers from here to most all the islands in the Caribbean, for all the South American countries. And
That's
then you
interesting.
can find a good solutions for customers that, you know, small customers or big
Yes.
customers.
So actually, it would be an idea to ship the cargo into Panama in consolidation, and you distribute out to the islands. It's not that sounds like a very smart business model, because of course the islands, they don't take 2,000 cubic meter; they take 10 cubic meter or 20
Exactly.
or smaller shipments most of the time. So.
And you know, there is a, you know, the range of time between Panama by air from here to most of the countries of America is by air is from 1 to 7 hours.
Yeah.
And by sea from 1 to 7 days.
Yeah.
Well, my dog just started doing something.
Yeah.
Okay. And by land to Central America is from 1 to 6 days. So
Yeah.
it's a very important place where you can connect,
Yes,
you know,
yes.
the
No,
region. Yeah.
it really, I think our viewers here might be very interested, and they will be in touch with you. And I will also do my best to distribute this news. It's I think Panama can do a lot more than people give it credit for. Maybe they only think about the Panama Canal.
Yeah,
So
it's a see, now that you were here for the FIATA conference, for example, we took the 26 people from Vietnam to meet with some government authorities for the and you know there was a connection immediately with them, and also people from France, they connect, and people from Thailand. So when they came last week here to Panama. And then they just immediately get the connection with the office from trade promotion, and it's easy to do business. I think the custom authorities are always trying to look for control, but also facilitation. I mean, you have to work control. Yes, it's good. You have to do it.
But you also have
But you
to
have to
develop.
facilitate. Yeah, you have to develop and give the investors the tools to do good business.
Yes, I think the EU, Europe could learn from Panama because we can only make control and more rules. We never abolish any rules. Everything is rules now. So.
It's incredible that you find so many rules. It's like walking in a camp or a field
Yeah.
full of bombs. I mean,
Yeah.
it's
Exactly.
I mean,
Exactly. It, it,
we need to help the customers.
exactly. Fully agree. It's very interesting to talk to you, Rolando, and I think our viewers definitely will listen in. I want to say formally thank you very much for this interview, Rolando.
Well, you're welcome always, Bo. And anything you need from this part of the world, even though you are here in Chile, close,
Yeah.
please count with us, okay?
You can count on that. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was another great interview with Mr. Rolando Alvarez. He is the CEO of UP Cargo Logistics based in Panama, a handy-sized project and logistics provider specialized in very dangerous commodities, but also general cargo and projects based in Panama, which is certainly a major transshipment hub. Do contact him if you have any questions. From me, editor of Project Cargo Weekly, I say thank you and until next time. Thank you very much.